Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason and Alexa. Craig is in the Orchard Shopping Centre at the moment with all the Halloween stuff. We're going to be in there very soon, but we're stood outside the market house waiting for Tom to arrive. He's done 27 half marathons.
It's absolutely incredible. I can't believe he's done that.
I couldn't do one half marathon. Craig can do one half marathon on a good day. It takes him a little bit of training. But to do 27 in a row is absolutely astronomical as far as I'm concerned.
It's amazing, honestly.
And he's due any second here at the Market House, so we're going to stay here until he arrives, and then we'll go over to the Orchard Shopping Centre, because in the Orchard Shopping Centre today, it's all about Halloween.
It is, and Halloween is like my favourite time of year, so I'm so excited for this.
There's going to be face painting and all that kind of stuff, but we'll cross over there as soon as Tom's arrived. Hopefully we'll have a quick word with him as he finishes his 27th half marathon. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason and Craig outside the Market House.
Yeah, we are. We are massive welcome and a massive well done to Tom. You've done 27 half marathons, right?
Yeah, 27 half marathons in 27 consecutive days, all in aid of Click Sergeant. Inspiration for this came from Eddie Izzard's 27 marathons in 27 days. So I couldn't do that, so I thought I'd try and do something similar.
How did this run this morning compare to your first run?
Strange, really, going out for the final time. Really wanted to finish on a high, so sort of pushed myself. Other days I've sort of held myself back, knowing that I've still got plenty of miles left to go. So, yeah, strange, really, going through town and not really knowing what to expect at the end. No family and friends were going to be here, but not really sure how many people. But yeah, pretty emotional, to be honest.
Okay, so I understand that Darren, our station manager, went out to support you a couple of times. What was it like running with him? Did you find he was a bit of a drag? Or?
Like, to be fair, he was brilliant, to be honest. It was so good to have some company, because a lot of my runs were sort of 5 a.m. starts on the weekdays, out the back of beyond, really, and just to have some company in the pitch black was fantastic. It wasn't really about finishing in a set time in any of the days, really. I had some times in my mind targets. I wanted to do it with under 2 hours every day, and we did that every day. And yeah, Darren was brilliant, really.
So did you have any really tough mornings where you just thought, actually, I'm finding it really hard?
I had one day in particular. It was I think it was one of the middle Sundays that I came out and did the route I've just run now. I felt fine, but I got to sort of the 10-mile mark and my legs decided that they didn't actually want to go any further.
So mentally, you actually had the strength to just keep on getting up every day and doing it. It was the physical strain on your body that was kind of making you think, can I continue, kind of thing. So yeah. how did you keep yourself motivated?
It's really difficult, really. Just it sounds strange, but sort of through social media, all the messages from friends and family and people I don't even know, they sort of keep you going, really, and just a couple of toots from the cars and stuff as you're running and, you know, finding it hard. And it is, speaking with Darren on our runs, it's definitely a mental, having a mental strength over the physical strength, really, because the body can do amazing things, but it's just keeping yourself going and when
okay.
It's really tough.
We've checked out your Just Giving Facebook page. We have seen that you have, at the moment, well over £1,800, so congratulations on that. I know you had a target of...
The target originally was £1,000, which we smashed halfway through, really, which I can't believe. There's a couple of big donations yet to come, so I'm hoping we can get around £2,500.
Okay, so, that would be awesome.
Yeah, there's a couple
awesome.
Of business, my work have said they're going to pledge some money, and there's another big donation hopefully coming in, so it'll be fantastic to get to £2,500.
Yeah, I'm sure that you'll get there. So what does the next few days have in store for you? Are you going to be literally lying in? Are you going to be getting the legs massaged and the rest of it?
Well, that was the plan, but Darren's roped me into doing another half marathon tomorrow.
No way.
Yeah, in Stoke St Mary, the Here Path Half. So, yeah, no rest for the wicked. I'm going to really struggle with that, because that's a trail run that I understand with a lot of hills, which I have done before, but I haven't trained for something like that for a long
time.
Well,
I know it's looking pretty beautiful up there at the moment, especially with the autumnal colours. So just take it easy, relax, and have a great time.
Thank you very much. And thank you for everyone for coming out and all the support, and obviously all the donations. It's been fantastic. Thank you very much.
Brilliant.
And if you want to offer some money to Tom for all the charity work he's done running those half marathons, then just go to Tom's Half Eddie on Just Giving and help him raise some more money. Also, if you want to listen to more of Tom, you can listen to Drive with Darren tomorrow, because Darren did the last few meters, I say meters, today with him, and you can catch up with that interview during Drive tomorrow.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.